الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين في العلماء حفاظ قراء elders, brothers and sisters. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We continue our series نبلاء حول المصطفى, noble ones around the chosen one. We chose anecdotes and snapshots from the inspirational lives of great people who lived at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tonight we turn our attention to one of those around the Prophet whose stance reflects the highest manifestation of commitment to faith. And that person was Khubayb bin Adi. Khubayb was a young man who was one of the first people to embrace Islam in Medina. Remember, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a group of followers migrated from Makkah to Medina. He was one of the first ones in Medina when the Rasul came there to embrace Islam. And beyond that, he was among the Ansar. One of those young people who was keen to assist in helping those people from Makkah who came, many who left everything behind. So he was of the Ansar, and he belonged to one of the big tribes in Medina, the Aus and the Khazraj. I think he belonged to the Aus tribe. So he was of those who assisted the new Muslim, the nascent Muslim community, to adapt to the Medina environment. Within months of his embracing Islam, the city of Medina was attacked by the Meccans. And Khubayb bin Adi participated in the Battle of Badr, which ensued, the first major battle in Islam. And you must remember that was the first battle, and Muslims were outnumbered 3-1, 1,000 well-equipped Quraysh army against 313 ill-equipped Muslims. Alhamdulillah, the Muslims were victorious. As Allah reminds us, numbers don't always count. It's not the quantity, it's the quality. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ. Allah helped you at Badr when you were insignificant in number. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذَا عَجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. At Hunayn, when you outnumbered the enemies, your numbers did not help you much. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the battle, requested some of the companions, at least 10 of them, to investigate the plans of the Meccan army who were about to re-attack, which they did after a few months, the Battle of Uhud. And among the 10 people who were sent, one of them was Khubayb bin Adi. They were unfortunately captured, and 8 of them were killed. 2 of them were kept alive and enslaved. One was Zayd bin Dathina, and the other one was Khubayb bin Adi. Both sold into slavery, and they were bought by Sa'id ibn Amir, and of course, they were kept in slavery in Mecca for a while. Now the owners, in particular his owner, would humiliate him because he knew Khubayb was one of those who helped the Muslims, the Muhajir, but also one of those who learned the Quran from Mus'ab ibn Umayr, remember? So he also now learned the Quran and tried to teach the people. So they would humiliate him and starve him and taunt him. They tortured him severely to persuade him to leave his faith, to give up his religion. And they even falsely told him that Zayd, the other person, bin Dathina, who was captured with him, that he also embraced Islam, he renegated his faith, which was not true. And then they said, we murdered him, you're the only one left. But yet, he was persistent in his faith. One incident, there are two incidents I want to refer to here. One is a child came to him, one of the children, and they saw him, and they found him very serene, a very peaceful man. And though he was in captivity, one of the children of one of the people who were killed in Badr, Harid ibn Amir, the brother of Sayyid ibn Amir, who was his boss now, or his owner right now, one of Harid's children came to him, and he lovingly held the child. And they assumed that he may hurt the child. And he said, do not be concerned, I'll never do that. That is harm the innocent child. Eventually they found that Khubayb was very persistent in his faith, and his very demeanor was attracting to other people. If this is the follower of Muhammad, look at his way, look at his style, look at his humility, look at his knowledge, his eloquence, he's also a poet. They eventually decided to kill him. Then he was escorted in a procession of hundreds of Meccans. Among them at the time was Abu Sufyan bin Harb, who was a Muslim at the time, Safwan bin Uyayna, and Sa'id bin Amir. And the women and children were taunt, spit, push him, shove him, and they were moving him towards a place called Tan'im. Many people know Tan'im is where people put on their haram when they do the Umrah and so on. That's where they took him. And Khubayb, it seemed, was a symbol for them to avenge the defeated brother. They could never believe that this Quraysh army could have been beaten by an insignificant number of ill-prepared people who beat them at Badr. And so they were going to humiliate him for two reasons. One, because he refused to reject his faith or to recant from his faith. And number two, to avenge the defeat at Badr. So Abu Sufyan goes to Khubayb and tells him, and they were taunting him, cutting parts of his body at times and piercing him. He said to him, "Do you don't wish that Anna Muhammad Makana, don't you wish Muhammad was in your place?" He said, "Wa anta salimun ma'afi fi alik, don't you wish that now Muhammad was in your place and you could be safe with your family?" To which he replied, "Wallahumma uhibbu in anni fi ahli wa waladi ma'iya afiyatan fi dunya wa na'imuha wa yusabu Rasulullah bi shoka." He said, "Wallahi, I would not choose to be safe in my home even if I possess the whole world and safe with my family and
seek of Allah is your acceptance. Today we read, Ridwanullahi Akbar.
I only seek your pleasure, O Allah, for that is the greatest thing. If Allah wishes, He could compensate me for every hurt that they give to me. وَقَدْ خَيِّرُونِ الْكُفْرُ وَالْمَوْتُ دُونَهُ فَقَدْ ذَرَفْتُ عَيَانِي مِنْ غَيْرِ مُجْزَعٍ وَمَا بِي حِذَارُ الْمَوْتِ إِنِّي الْمَيِّتٌ وَلَكِنْ حِذَارِ حُجْمُ نَارٍ مُنَفَّعٍ. They gave me a choice to recant my faith, but I rather prefer death. The very thought of which brings tears to my eyes, the very thought that they have the audacity to offer me kufr, brought tears to my eyes. The tears that I have is not because of pain I'm feeling, of Allah. I'm not afraid of faith, for one day everyone has to die. But I do fear being consumed by the fire if I didn't do what I'm supposed to do. وَلَسْتُ بَالِي حِينَ أَخْتُ الْمُسْلِمًا عَلَى أَيِّ جَمٍّ كَانَ فِي اللَّهِ مَرْجَعِي فَلَسْتُ بِمُبْدٍ لِلْعَدُوِّ تَخَشُّعًا وَلَا جَزْعًا إِنِّي إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجَعِي. So long as I die a Muslim, I don't regret anything. Whichever way I may fall, my death will occur in the way of Allah. These limbs of mine are sacrificed for Allah, hoping perchance with every limb that falls, Allah will bless me. And they kill you. He died on the cross. His reputation was summed up by those around him who said, "Azbu al-ruh shifaf al-nafsi wathiq al-imani rayyan al-damir." He was pleasant in spirit, clear in soul, strong in belief, deep in conscience. And those close to him described him, and if you ever want to be a Sufi, true Sufi, I mean, he embodied that. They said about him, Al-Abidu bi ruhin ashiq, Al-Abidu bi ruhin ashiq, Yaqumu al-layl wa yasumu al-nahar wa yuqaddisu Allah rabbal alameen. He said, who was he? A worshipper with the spirit of a lover. A worshipper with the spirit. Al-Abidu bi ruhin ashiq. A worshipper with the spirit of a lover. Praying at night and fasting during the day. Always acknowledging the majesty of the Divine, the Lord of the worlds. They say about him, أول شخص المصلوب في الإسلام, he's the first person to be crucified in Islam. One of the Prophet's poets, or the Prophet's poet Hassan bin Thabit, he wrote about Khubayb. سقرا توسط في الأنصار منصبه سمح السجية محضا غير مؤتشب. He says, like a falcon, the best among the Ansar was Khubayb. Tolerant in attitude, pure in character, and free of impropriety. We learn so much from Khubayb bin Adi, radiallahu anhu, who dedicated his life to Allah, and he had a tremendous love for the Prophet, even when crucified. He was of outstanding character. You see, many people go through difficulties, and many people's martyrdom is a lesson for us. What makes Khubayb unique was, he was not just martyred. While being martyred, he was tortured to death, crucified and cut apart, and he read these words, which I read to you, while he was crucified. Not before he went, but while he was crucified. So we learn so much from Khubayb bin Adi. Dedicated to Allah, and a deep love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Outstanding character. He possessed resoluteness, persistent perseverance, a sense of equanimity, a sense of composure, a sense of calmness and resoluteness. All of this, even at times of tremendous tribulation, and all those situations still eloquent and of the mutawakkilin, those who genuinely rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus Khubayb bin Adi manifested incomparable willingness to sacrifice for his faith. May Allah grant him not only maghfirah and jannah, but the highest place in paradise, for he deserves nothing less than that. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.